look out, beware. Castles on the air, let the flags go up, let the drawbridge down, let the circus roll by into town with jugglers, lions, and a sad face clown. Look out, beware. Castles on the square, let the drums give rolls, let the trumpets jam, and all this calls for a slice of ham. So you switch on the radio, and here I am. Beware, castles on the air. Yeah, yeah. Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of a hand in mine. Oh, I hear laughter in the rain, walking hand in hand with the one I love. The rainy days and the happy way I feel inside. After a while we run under a tree. I turn to her and she kisses me. There with the beat of the rain on the leaves, softly she breathes and I close my eyes, sharing our love under stormy skies. The rain, walking hand in hand with the one I love. Oh, how I love the rainy days and the happy way I feel inside. Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Let the rain pitter patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. As long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. Oh, I hear laughter in the rain, walking hand in hand with the one I love. The rainy days and the happy way I feel inside. I hear laughter in the rain.
All right there, Norman. Just Norm. Great to see you again, Norman.
I've got a headache coming on.
Hurry up, Sheridan. It's Norman. Just look at him standing there, Norm.
Do I have to?
Well, be honest. What do you think?
Well, I'm wondering what's holding him up.
Can't you see, Doc? He's standing there straight as a ramrod.
Yeah, I'm standing here straight as a ramrod.
I've told him, son. I've just told him.
Yeah, well, he doesn't look as crumpled as he usually does. Is it because he started jogging?
No, not jogging. That shakes his brain up.
Has he taken up yoga?
No, not yoga. Takes too long to untie him.
I give up. Why is he standing straight as a ramrod?
It's obvious, though. He's got a snooker cue down the leg of his trousers.
I should have known that, shouldn't I?
Well, we wanted to keep it out of the rain.
Yeah, well, you would. That's what trouser legs are for, isn't it?
Well, you couldn't afford a case. Just the cue.
Now, this could be a stupid question.
Oh, well, I'm the fella to answer that.
Does this mean that Sheridan has taken up snooker?
You're joking. You are looking at the future world snooker champion. You've heard of Hurricane Higgins, haven't you? Mm. Meet Shufflin' Sheridan.
He It's me gimmick, that, you see. I take me time.
I've noticed.
Sometimes it takes 3 hours.
To finish your game?
No, to reach the table.
Go on, son, tell him. With your new cue, what's your biggest break so far?
My granny's front window.
That's great, isn't it? So what makes you think he's going to be a world champion?
Well, look at him. You've got to admit, he's the right build for snooker.
Yeah, all he needs is French polishing and the chalk on his head.
No, oh, he's got a dicky bow and his granddad's waistcoat. What more does he want?
Oh, come on, come on. He wouldn't know the difference between a long pot and a teapot.
Of course I would. It has a bigger spout.
All right, all right. What does he know about screwbacks?
Pardon?
Exactly. What do you know about screwbacks, running side, or a follow-through?
It's not wrestling, you know, no.
And I bet he's never tried kissing the pink off the cushion.
Hey, what I do in private is my business.
I'm sorry. But he's got as much chance of becoming world snooker champion as Popeye.
He's right, Hillary.
Don't you start, son. Where's your confidence? Down your trouser leg is a snooker cue to beat the world.
That's just it. I just bent down to tie my shoelace and something snapped.
Oh, well, with a bit of luck, it'll be your leg. Come on, son. Let's go and check. Ta-da, no?
Yeah, goodbye.
Your dad's got quite a big ball there, hasn't he, Roy? Yeah. I bet you were able to do right big right, weren't you, Roy? Yeah. Your dad has a butcher shop, hasn't he, Roy? And he's bending over the counter all day long, isn't he, Roy? Yeah, I know. Oh, Roy. Why did you have to choose Alison Bottomley, Roy? I mean, she's not a little girl. She's your scoopty, Roy. I know. I love her. How did your dad find out about it, Roy? One of his customers read it on his head. Yeah, Roy. Alison Bottomley took that. Oh, Roy. He's a wrestler, isn't he, Roy? Yeah. What happened, Roy? Well, unfortunately for me, Dad, there was this big meat cleaver on the counter. And I think Mr. Bottomley must have been a sailor. Why, Roy? Because he picked the meat cleaver up and said he would splice me dad's membrane. What did he do, Roy? He chased me dad round the shop. Did your dad fight him back, Roy? Oh, yeah. What went wrong? A string of sausages. Oh, Roy. Anyway, Mr. Bottomley got I love Alison Bottomley off me dad's head. Oh, Roy. Use that scouring powder me dad scrubs his chopping block with. Oh dear, so you can't see I love Alison Bottomley on his head now, Roy? No, you can't see his head either. Why, Roy? It's covered in bandages.
All right, everybody put your nappies on now and let's all sing Babyface. All right, Brian.
Little baby face, there's not another who could take your place. My baby face, my poor heart is jumping, you sure have started something. My pretty baby face, I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, I just fell in love with your pretty, pretty baby face. Thank you. baby face. You've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another who could take your place. My baby face. My poor heart is jumping. You sure have started something, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a show, 'cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby. Talk about my baby, pretty baby face.
About our three little friends, Shoddy, Big Nose, and Mr. Prod the policeman, is called Shoddy Goes on Holiday. Now, one day, Shoddy and his two friends arrived at a big airport.
Hooray!
Said Shoddy.
We are going on holiday.
They were standing at the top of a big, big escalator. Then Shoddy, who was eating a banana, did a silly thing. He left the banana skin on the top step.
You should not leave that there,
said Mr. Prod. And he bent down to pick up the banana skin and tripped over Shoddy's umbrella. Down the big escalator he went, over and over, till he reached the bottom, head first.
Oh, bother!
Muttered Mr. Prod, and then he laughed.
That's not fair,
called Shoddy.
You've left us to carry the cases.
By and by, they arrived at a big aeroplane.
That big plane is called Concorde.
Said Big News. Shoddy looked at Concorde. Then he looked at Big News.
Snap!
Laughed Shoddy.
I wonder if Concorde stops at Scarborough.
Wondered Mr. Prod. So they all got on it to find out. Suddenly, whoosh! Concorde took off and went up and up into the sky.
See if the pilot is through that door,
suggested Shoddy. So Big Nose opened the door and disappeared.
Oh, it must be this other door,
thought Shoddy, and went in. It was a tiny little room with lots and lots of switches. And there was the pilot sitting next to the man who helps him to stay awake.
What is this little lever for over here?
Asked Shoddy, and he pushed it forward as far as it would go. Suddenly, in the tiny little room, the pilot had company. 500 passengers.
What time do we get to Scarborough?
Inquired Shoddy. The pilot smiled and explained that they were going to France.
Oh, goody. we can go through the Channel Tunnel.
Explained Shoddy. The pilot patiently pointed out that there isn't a Channel Tunnel.
There will be soon.
Said Shoddy, and he was right. Meanwhile, outside, Big News was clinging onto the tail of the aeroplane.
Help!
Shouted Big News. And when the plane landed, he slid off the tail into 6 inches of mud. Big News smiled as he lay in the mud, counting his broken ribs. And then Shoddy and Mr. Prod came over to help.
I've lost me little hat.
Said Big News.
And your little shoes.
Said Mr. Prod.
And your little ears.
Added Shoddy. And then, boys and girls, Shoddy said those magic words that always help.
Oopsie daisy.
Now, wasn't that fun? Bye-bye, children. Bye-bye.
Someday we'll build a home on a hilltop high, you and I, shiny and new, a cottage that two can fill, and we'll be pleased to be called the folks that live on. Someday we may be adding a thing or two, a wing or two. We will make changes as any family will. But we will always be called the folks who live on the hill. Our veranda will command a view of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. He never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that same old view, just we two, Dobby and Joe, who used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who like to be called what they have always been called. The folks who live on the hill.
Well, that's all for this week. I'd like to thank Mike Burton.
Hello.
Eli Woods.
Cheerio.
Jacqueline Clark.
Bye.
And, of course, Brian Fitzgerald and his orchestra. Castles on the Air is written by Mike Craig, Laurie Kinsley, Ron McDonald and James Casey. And produced here in Manchester by Ron McDonald. We'll be back next week. Hope you'll join us. Goodbye.